fill out the last minutes of this hour. Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka, an amazing group that literally it's a workshop, because to help people who have been in an accident or a situation that's limited their mobility, each situation requires a separate set of protocols. So it literally has to be created from scratch. Getting somebody from the hospital to home, a home where they can enjoy a comfortable recovery, they go in ahead of the return to make sure that that house and any possible pitfalls, things that would become dangerous, everyday things that become dangerous to somebody who's got limited mobility as they're going through the recovery process. Everything is customized, even customized motorized equipment. And speaking of motors, they put people back on the road with voice command technology equipped VIM vehicles that are available on long-term loan arrangements from Gulf States Mobility. They are about choice restoration, because the people, their clients that they work with, the one most important thing in their toolkit is that spirit to do as much for oneself as possible. And that's what they work with. And they've achieved great success with thousands of people, not just here in the River region, but all over the southeastern United States over their years. 1647 Coosa River Parkway. Their number is 514-6590. Please look them up and like them on Facebook as we get ready for Fox at 8.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic getting really busy around the city right now. We've got a good bit of congestion around the boulevard at the major intersections. Taylor Road, very busy on both sides of I-85, I-65 and 85. Moderate to heavy traffic at times through downtown Montgomery, but we still have no accidents anywhere. Just buckle up and be safe out there, and we will definitely keep you updated on traffic throughout the morning. Well, the Toyota-thon is underway at Reinhart Toyota. You can lease a new Toyota Camry for $199 a month. The selection's great. You can also check them out at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Lyndall Chase.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Believe it, this is our pre-Thanksgiving blowout, second annual one. Everything has a crazy blowout price, plus blowout items. $99 diamond studs, diamond cross necklaces, $199, 14 karat white or yellow gold. We have silver dollar necklaces, $49. We have floating pearls, $49. It's a crazy blowout sale every day through Black Friday, except for Gobble Gobble Day. Come see us at Marguerite's.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. The holidays are on top of us. Now, you've always done this. You've taken orders and you've shipped them out. But there's going to be more shipping this year because of the coronavirus than ever before. You can handle that.
You're exactly right, Bubba. You know, we make Christmas giving, Thanksgiving, any kind of giving the easiest in the world, because you call us or send us a list, we take care of the rest. We will ship anywhere in the continental United States. We can ship pecans, candies, anything you want. We can do it from Tucker Pecan Company. And you know what else we do? We do fundraisers. Schools, churches, civic organizations need to raise money. This is the best way to do it. You always need pecans at Christmas and Thanksgiving. You can't ask for a better thing to buy.
Your candies are always fresh. You do your shipping for Christmas. You take care of everybody, so there's only one place to go. Tucker Pecan, tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Make your holiday shopping easier. Just go to Tucker Pecan in downtown Montgomery.
And now a star is born. On November 24th, 1977, the world welcomed little baby Colin Hanks.
Congratulations, it's a boy. What are you going to name him?
Wilson! No, it's Colin. Colin Hanks, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter again calls it a rigged election and says he'll fight on, but that he's okay with Joe Biden being recognized as president-elect by the General Services Administration. That agency oversees funds for the transition.
President Trump saying, our case strongly continues. We will keep up the good fight, and I believe we will prevail. Nevertheless, in the best interest of our country, I am recommending that Emily, that's the head of the GSA, and her team do what needs to be done with regard to initial protocols, and have told my team to do the same. The GSA announcement coming after Michigan votes to certify its election results for Joe Biden.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. coronavirus treatment is becoming more widely available.
Regeneron's monoclonal antibody cocktail, the one given to President Trump while still considered experimental, is now approved and will be sent out for use starting today.
Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
Mashed potatoes, smothered up in gravy. A piece of cornbread and some mac and cheese. With sweet potatoes covered in marshmallows. Turkey and stuffing on Thanksgiving. I'll keep on eating till my belly's bulging. Gonna feel like I weigh a ton. Maybe later on I'll make a turkey sandwich. And maybe I'll get a little drunk. And all weekend I'll eat the leftovers till the food gets gross and moldy. Tupperware in my refrigerator filled up with food I still want to eat.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It is 8:07. I have a very special caller on the line. It's Jesse Lynn.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hello.
How are y'all?
What you want to talk to a bunch of turkeys for?
Oh, you know, just because it's getting close to Thanksgiving, so you know, figured I better be in a good good report with them.
How's your week going?
Going good, going very good. Getting a lot of stuff done and squared away and all that great stuff. So it's been a good week so far.
You're gonna be a
How
big,
about y'all?
Big gathering on Thanksgiving or just medium or small or what?
It's going to be our usual crowd size. Mm-hmm. It'll be about 8 to 10 of us with our immediate family.
Uh-oh.
And
wait a minute.
Calling Law and Order special gobble gobble unit.
What team? That's intent to distribute dressing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be good, but we've got a pretty good gathering planned and looking forward to it, so I'm ready to get in the kitchen and cook.
It's going to be a comfortable day, so no need to turn on the heaters on Thanksgiving.
This has got to be the most eligible bachelorette in the River Region. She does everything. She sings.
I try.
She does radio. She cooks. She knows horses. She does. Makes jewelry. Does all kinds of stuff.
Do you do windows?
Sometimes. When I need to. That's but, you know, the need to kind of goes off to if I want to.
I'm just being silly.
I am being silly.
I am.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Jay says hi.
Hi, Jay. I miss Jay.
His ears perked up.
I miss my puppy dog.
Yeah. He's on your chair a lot today.
He has. Yeah.
Aw, he's keeping it warm for me.
Yep.
He's a good boy.
Y'all been behaving up there?
What do you consider your specialties when it comes to getting the Thanksgiving meal prepared?
Oh, my goodness. So definitely appetizers and dessert. So make a killer cream cheese ham roll and stuffed peppers, all that fun stuff.
You do the
I've had a request.
The celery, and the cheese.
Yeah,
the cheese.
I forgot all about that. Yeah. My mom used to do that every year.
Oh, that was so good.
We had the relish dish: the black olives, the green olives, the celery with the
exactly.
cheese, and beets.
Beets. Who cares about beets?
I like beets when they have them in a salad bar.
Yeah,
I always get like at Golden Corral where I haven't been in over a year.
We're not going to see a salad bar for a long time, I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, the specialty on dessert, so the bullseye balls, the no-bake cookies, all of that good stuff.
You're missing Leanne's apple pie today that she made from scratch, including the dough. I mean, she
oh, did, man.
Oh, it's really good.
I bet it's delicious.
It's amazing.
It looks like it was stolen from Aunt B's windowsill. That's how authentic this pie looks.
Wow. That's one thing I enjoy doing. I love making bread and crust from scratch. It's one of my favorite things to do is get that that, you know, starter going and get that bread and work the bread in the dough and let it sit and then rise. And, oh, it's wonderful.
All right. Now getting me hungry again.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's just, we're talking about food.
Yeah.
We never do that. Never do that.
No, not at all.
Did you see what you missed for breakfast this morning?
Actually, I'm not going to lie. I just rolled out of bed about 10 minutes ago, so I actually slept in a little
cool.
bit this morning.
Take a look at that sandwich I made for Rich. It's a 2-2-2 grilled, and it's...
I texted him first thing Monday morning, and I said, go a little conservative this week on breakfast because I'm trying to lose some weight. You'll see how he responded the last 2 days.
I didn't put whipped cream on it. Give me credit for something. Jesse, thanks so much for checking in with us.
Have a good one.
Sounds great. Y'all too.
All right, we're going to get a conundrum started here shortly at 8:11.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
It's 45 now. We had a morning low of 35, so we're on our way up to a high temperature later on today of 70. As I've been telling you, if you've been listening or watching my video, this is the last tranquil, pristine day after almost a month since we had Zeta back on October 28th. Now it's all off after this. It comes to a screeching halt and we get into a very active pattern. So today's high 70 with good bit of sun. Increasing clouds dry tonight, low 52. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow afternoon, but I think a better chance tomorrow evening and tomorrow night. Some of those could be strong. We are in a marginal severe weather risk from the Storm Prediction Center. We'll be a little windy tomorrow, high in the mid-70s. Also mid-70s on Thanksgiving. Small leftover chance of showers, about 30% through midday at least on Thanksgiving. More scattered showers and thunderstorms possible as the next disturbance moves in on Friday, but a better chance of showers and storms Friday night and Iron Bowl Saturday. It's not going to be a washout. It's not going to rain all the time. Sunday, though, that looks pretty ominous. If you've seen my video this morning, showers and thunderstorms, and particularly in the afternoon and evening hours and into Sunday night, some of which... It looks like a severe weather situation to me. 45 degrees, clear skies, now 8:12.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Our friends at Plumbing by Lukewire are open for the holiday. In fact, they're open all the time. Just like I do weather every single day of the year on this radio station, you will find that Plumbing by Lukewire will answer the phone whether you're calling in the middle of the night, the middle of a holiday, or the middle of a weekend. And they never charge overtime regardless of when you call because plumbing, as y'all know, picks the worst time to be a problem. So whether it's a broken toilet or busted pipe or whatever it is, or a leak behind the dishwasher, they're ready to take care of you. 264-9666. If you smell something moldy and dank in your kitchen, I love that word, it could be a leak behind the dishwasher left unattended. You may have to end up replacing your entire kitchen. Give them a call. Plumbing by Lukewire, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
14 minutes after 8, I need to do a quick relevance check here on this bit I just found on Black Friday. Yep. You may remember this one, Jay, because this potential spam.
Go away.
It's the most anticipated game release of the season. Call of Duty Black Friday.
We live in a world where the bargains are unbelievable, where getting there first means getting what you want.
Call of Duty Black Friday. Rated M for Merry Christmas.
Does that make sense still?
It might as well. They do a game in that series every year.
Oh, so Call of Duty is like... Madden football?
Basically, yes. I mean, every year they do a new game in the title. It is, and the thing sells tremendously, so they never stop. Mm-hmm. I stopped playing those for a long, it's been a long time.
They all grown up now.
No, I just got tired of it every year. It's like, mm-hmm. We're doing this again, okay? And it's just it just got annoying.
They make it for what platform?
All.
Platforms.
I think except the little Nintendo Switch thing, but it's all it's Xbox, PlayStation, PC. Gotcha. It's for all of them. But it's just, It's too repetitive. And I say that as somebody who plays a lot of repetitive games, but I can't. No, it's not there. It's all splash, no substance.
Gotcha.
Well, based on certain information that was imparted yesterday, maybe we just don't have as much time for the games as we did previously.
With hospital visits and everything else.
Yeah, all of that stuff. Yeah, doctors and...
Sure.
Yeah, you know, all that. Hey.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
I know what you're going for.
It's time to do a conundrum and give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Which one of these did you pick?
Research says that you can reduce stress and anxiety at work by putting one of these on your desk.
Oh, okay.
Let's eliminate revolvers and things like that right off the top of our head. What is this they're referring to?
That is Call of Duty.
Just one. 272-9228.
Okay.
Put one on your desk and immediately reduce stress and anxiety. 272-9228. If you have again, by the way, everybody that calls, we have our grand prize drawing tomorrow. So you've got a really good chance with a smaller caller pool to win some of the great stuff we give away, like the Clark's Club membership, the Tucker Pecan gift certificate for $25. And let's not forget the works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. The Duncans will be here tomorrow to do the Iron Bowl Predictathon. So all of that tomorrow morning right here on News Talk 93.1 FM.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Macon County authorities are investigating after a body was found yesterday. Sheriff Andre Brunson says the death is being ruled a homicide, but the cause of death and location will not be made public until next of kin has been notified. Selma Mayor James Perkins has enacted a curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. 7 days a week until further notice. In addition, gatherings of 25 or more people are banned, as are groups of any size that can't maintain a 6-foot social distance to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. And across the state, more than 1,400 people are currently in the hospital with COVID-19. State health officials say more than 29,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. More than 3,100 people have now died from COVID-19 in Alabama. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
18 minutes after 8 o'clock, I see they're listening at the house, and I have to send a thumbs down to Mrs. Rutabaga for her guests. Of course, she is ineligible to play because she's married to me. Man that I am. Here's the conundrum. Researchers say placing one of these on your desk will immediately reduce stress and anxiety. And Taylor, you get to go first on this one.
Okay, hang on. Okay, obvious answer, maybe a house plant.
Oh, you think a plant?
A plant would do it? Guess what, Taylor?
What's that?
First caller!
Hey, all right!
First caller!
Bam!
Damn!
Yeah. Damn.
Hey, I've been tearing you guys up.
Well, listen, congratulations. You got a $10 Seafood Bistro card coming, and you could be a double winner because you're still eligible for those grand prizes we do tomorrow.
That's wonderful.
And if I were you, I would participate in the Duncan and Son Predictathon because you could win. It's going to be big. That's all I can tell you. Don Duncan says it's going to be
huge.
Big. So hang on. And let's say good morning to our other callers like East of the Rockies.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, good to hear you guys, and I guess see you too. I'll look at you on the internet. Hey, look at I know about a house plant. I've got one of those, but I also would suggest a toy that one of your grandchildren play with.
Oh yeah, now that's nice. Yeah. Or a picture.
Yeah,
a picture.
Roz's guess was a pet photo.
Yeah. I like lots of pictures around. They make me feel warm and fuzzy. Pictures of the family, you know?
You know what? That you're right. Your place is like, I feel like I'm visiting my mom and dad's house because they have the same kind of pictures up. We have them, too. We have those shelves.
I've seen. Yeah, you've got some nice pictures up.
I don't have quite as many awards on my shelf as you do.
Oh, God.
I don't have an Emmy.
You deserve them, Boudel.
Thanks,
thank
East.
You.
I'm not feeling real popular today, but I appreciate that.
I appreciate it.
Here is Sam.
What's up, Sam? How are you?
I'm playing with the phone this morning, having a good time.
Yeah, cool.
I was going to suggest a tip jar.
Ah.
Right, big picture. Yeah.
Yeah.
Put something big picture of Joe Biden on the front of it. Yeah, man, retirement fund.
I got you.
That's all I got.
All right.
Bye,
thank you.
Sam.
Appreciate it.
You were doing just great there for a while. It is 8:20. Mm-hmm. If you missed it earlier, Menthol Meredith has put together her game plan for Black Friday.
Yeah.
And we'll hear about that coming up and more. Do not touch that dial.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, that accident on the Eastern Boulevard out near Eastdale has been moved to the frontage service road between Eastdale and the Eastern Boulevard, but use caution. Watch out for boots on the ground out there. Around the boulevard right now, we're light to mostly moderate traffic. We still got a good bit of incoming traffic on Highway 231 onto the Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson, and on Highway 331 into Norman Bridge. Just use caution and buckle up. We have no new accidents to tell you about right now. Chico's Auto Pros offers full tire and auto service at their Montgomery location on the Atlanta Highway. Everything for your vehicle at one location. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
Thanksgiving is coming, and every year my husband's condition prevents us all from enjoying the holiday.
You know, all politicians lie. I mean, this is nothing new here. They've been doing this for years. You know,
my husband has a bladder control problem. When he's in social situations, he can't control his bladder, so at any expected time, it just starts streaming out.
They're never going to fix the Middle East. We should just leave them and let them all have it out. Then we pick up
I thought maybe I could just banish him to the kid table or give our guests earplugs, and then I found Blatherx. Just two Blatherx tablets in his beer, and he's sleeping off the Thanksgiving meal while we all watch football.
All these people on welfare, we should make them get off their butt.
Blather control is no laughing matter. So now there's Blatherx, available over the counter near the big fat turkey aisle of your favorite store.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investments. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Smokes a lot of menthol cigarettes, sometimes makes a lot of sense. Menthol Meredith.
Well, Black Friday's coming, and I ain't gonna screw it up like I did last year when I had a DVD of Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 wrestled out of my hands just because I got distracted watching two women duke it out over an air fryer. This year, I'm gonna start downing Monster energy drinks around 3 a.m., you know, so I'm nice and jacked up. Then, when they open up the doors at the Walmart, I'm gonna hightail it straight to the Easy Cheese department. Y'all wouldn't believe the Black Friday deals they got going on cheese food products. Then, after I grab all the cans of cheese that's humanly possible to carry, I'm gonna stock up on stocking stuffers. You know, duct tape, Glade plug-ins, and ammo. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. Our tanning salon just opened up again, and I want to get a nice glow going in case I have to get another mug shot.
It's always good to think ahead to your next mugshot, ain't it?
Oh, yeah.
I was looking, there's a little news from Florida. I may discuss this with Jacqueline Tomlinson this afternoon when we chat with her. There's a bar called The Wharf in Fort Lauderdale. And I'm familiar with this place. And they reopened Friday, and some idiot let a picture of the place, packed, not a mask in sight, get viral on social media.
So what are they going to do?
The county issued them several fines and shut them down again within 24 hours. And now the owner says, I ain't going to reopen until we're allowed to have people pack the place without a mask. I think businesses, especially, so many are at the breaking point.
I told you this morning that several Michigan restaurants are at the brink of almost closing forever. And I think that's the case not only in Michigan, but there are some other places where
restaurants. Last hour, you know, yes, we must look after the vulnerable parts of the population, but they're still human beings and being trapped basically inside and then having to take all these precautions
right.
going outside. I really think when all is said and done on this, it'll be a competition between the damage done by the coronavirus and the damage done by the lockdowns and the absolute, in my opinion, just my opinion, unconstitutional removal of freedom.
But the lockdowns may be worse than the actual virus.
Well, if they were so effective, how did it make a comeback the way it did? It didn't go away. But they have gotten this vaccine done at warp speed, so let's hope that even... How long Broadway in New York is closed? They may as well just close New York.
So since March until 2021 in what? Middle of the year 2021 for Broadway?
I think it's later than that. I think it's June.
Is it there?
New Orleans has already canceled all the Mardi Gras parades. And then you look at sports like baseball. They don't know how to plan because... How do you budget when you don't know whether or not you're
going to have
fans
and that money coming in? Yeah.
So you got all these big time players that are out there that all want to get paid big bucks, but they're still businesses.
Plus, what's complicating baseball isn't this the collective bargaining year? The
next year,
the following year.
So
next year, 21 or 22.
At the end of the upcoming season.
Oh, at the end of the next 21.
You know, I'm sorry, but I always laugh when I hear labor and all that applied to sports when the minimum wage is $555,000. Wouldn't that be nice if we could all live by that minimum wage? When you are ready to sell your home, and sometimes that's something you can plan. Like, we bought our house from a nice couple that was planning on retiring to Florida, and they did. And they were terrific folks, and it worked out real well. The only thing was they didn't tell us about the outlet that had no wires running to the light, and we wasted a lot of time trying to figure out how that was possible. Mr. Electric solved that problem. But sometimes it's a matter of urgency, a transfer. A lot of our military friends who buy homes here suddenly find themselves on the way to their next destination. They need somebody who is literally working 24/7 to get their house seen and sold. That guy here is Eddie Bader, Mr. Relentless, Mr. 24/7. You know, sometimes I'll post something on social media at 3 in the morning, and one of the first people to react to it is Eddie. I don't know when the guy sleeps, but he sure does work incredibly hard to get your house seen and sold. Same thing if you're looking to buy. Go with somebody who knows the market. He's got it memorized. He can tell you what price range, whether they're condos, townhomes, single-family homes, whatever price range you're shopping in, where they are, where do you want to live, what's your budget approximately. He can answer those questions. He's done it off the top of his head.
He's great with real estate.
Great with real estate. Yes, he is.
It's better with Bader.
Better with Bader. 322-0662 for Eddie Bader, realtor extraordinaire, and a great guy to work with. He takes all the headaches off your plate, by the way. Like, when we were closing, there was a few that we need this checked out or fixed. took care of everything and made it about as hassle-free an experience as you could ever hope for. Eddie Bader.
Caravita Village is a wonderful place to be.
Caravita Village is an all-inclusive senior community with a home for every budget. Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Shared suites start at just $13.99 per month, including meals, activities, utilities, transportation, and more.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for your holiday meal. Turkeys, hams, holiday sides, and delicious desserts. We also carry a variety of non-food items as well. We're open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit us Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your holiday meal. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
At Caravita Village, you can enjoy senior living to the fullest in a safe, carefree environment. Caravita Village has an on-site chef preparing delicious meals every day.
I love the food. It's like a four-star restaurant.
Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
On the next Cops, a Thanksgiving dinner is busted for having more than 10 people.
Put down the turkey leg! Drop the turkey leg!
If they had one less person, it would have been fine. But Jessica had to invite her boyfriend.
You have enough stuffing for 11 people. That's possession with intent to distribute.
Viewer discretion is advised while watching Cops and also the Detroit Lions game.
She's reaching for the baster!
Cops is filmed on location with the men and women of Gravy Enforcement. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty of eating too much.
All right, let's say you went to somebody's house for Thanksgiving. By the way, it's 8:32. Looks like the Dow is closing in on 30,000.
That's not futures anymore.
No.
That's up 300, and it's closing in,
And maybe Brant will give us a call and let us know why. In the meantime, you go to somebody's house, and you find out that They put broccoli in a glass jar and add water before running a standard dishwashing cycle, which, of course, is hot water. That's her cooking hack for broccoli. Shannon Doherty. You put the raw broccoli in a glass jar.
In a glass jar.
And as many glass jars as you need, you put water in the jar and then run your dishwasher. And when you take it out, your broccoli is steaming and ready to go.
I don't think I want to start cooking in my dishwasher.
I don't either. But she says, that's how I love my broccoli, with a hint of Cascade. Of course, if you're just doing using the dishwasher to cook, you just run the cycle. You don't put any soap in there, you silly sausage. We just gave away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Here with more on this phenomenal restaurant is Jay Scott, everybody.
Well, thank you very much, Greg. I just talked to Paul, Chef Paul, over at the Seafood Bistro. Asked him about the holiday hours that they've got going on. And so normally I tell you that they're open today and every day at 11 a.m., which is the case for today and tomorrow. However, if you want to get your food in, they're going to be closed on Thanksgiving. They're going to be closed on Black Friday. Okay. And they're going to be closed on Iron Bowl Saturday.
All right.
Chef Paul's a big football fan.
I know.
Yeah. I'm not going to throw an allegiance to a team just in case some people take it too seriously.
War Eagle.
Roll Tide.
One of you is correct as to who his allegiance is.
Oh, man. Yes.
I bet it was.
How about that?
But yeah, just so you know, they're going to be closed Thanksgiving, then Friday, and then Saturday. So Thursday, Friday, and Saturday closed. They'll reopen back on Sunday at 11 a.m. So right. Get your orders in for whatever you might be doing this holiday season. Now, 1651 Perry Hill Road is the location. Call them at 279-7500 or go online to theseafoodbistro.com to see the entire menu. Like I said, get those orders in because they do close on Thursday. Won't reopen again until Sunday. You can use DoorDash, Waiter, Grubhub, or Uber Eats to get it delivered. And don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook for the Seafood Bistro.
835.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
On Thanksgiving week, we are thankful that we had nearly a month of easygoing weather. I mean, just tranquil, storm-free. All of that, of course, is coming to a screeching halt. Today is the last day of nice weather, but a nice day today with a high around 70. Lots of sunshine. And after a chilly start at 35, 70 is going to feel pretty nice today. So increasing clouds tonight. We're still dry, low 52. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms on Thanksgiving Eve. Possible by the afternoon hours. A better chance Wednesday evening, Wednesday night. Some of those could be on the strong side. The Storm Prediction Center has us in a marginal severe weather risk. Check out my morning video this morning. There's a lot of good news on, well, there's a lot of interesting news on there, including news about Arctic air next week. I'm talking about a radical change in temperatures. On Thanksgiving, we're going to be in the mid-70s, just like tomorrow, but a small chance of a leftover shower on Thanksgiving, so a kind of a comfortable forecast. Then another round of showers and thunderstorms possible on Friday, and especially Friday night into Iron Bowl Saturday. That's part one of a multifaceted storm system. The main event would be Sunday, especially later on Sunday and towards Sunday evening, Sunday night, when some of the storms could be severe. I think we have a pretty good chance this far out of saying that. Right now, this morning, 45 degrees, clear skies. Are you ready for a big Arctic plunge next week?
I just hope that the roads don't get icy, because I've been so good. I have 17 days in a row with my bike. And I keep expanding.
Oh, yeah. Well, would you still be doing that in windchill? And, you know, are you still going to do that?
Yeah, I've got the.
Start wearing
hoodies.
A shirt?
You know what I found out? Right. Riding the bike through the neighborhood, mm-hmm. I got a lot of nice neighbors, people that are out. They all wave.
That's a nice neighborhood. I like that neighborhood.
It's very Midwestern in that regard.
Mm-hmm. Except no sidewalks.
That's the only thing that bugs me. But there's some people. Already have some really, really cool
decorations.
Stuff
yeah, up. That's cool.
Not just the stuff you make a big splash at the store and then erect when you get home. This is stuff that, like, somebody's got a mailbox to Santa on their front lawn and stuff cool. like that. And I love riding by that every day.
The only things I'm not sure I like are the inflatable decorations. Not that I don't like them, but when they're during the day, they're just.
Yeah, it looks like melted rubber.
Flaccid.
In the
they're all
they're flaccid.
Well, it's cold outside.
Shrinkage. Oh, look, the Millers have a deflated scrotum on their lawn. Isn't
it? Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
You know, this started out as a warm, fuzzy Thanksgiving type of chat about how I love my neighborhood, and look what it just devolved into. Thanks a lot, Jay.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange, the Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Now, it's time for the Almost Dr. Bob Baumhauer, Wing Fingers Dr. B Burger Daily Double of the Day.
I am so excited!
Get on with it!
Yes!
Here's the name of today's Wing Fingers Daily Double Doctor.
Who is Dr. Oz? That's the name you'll need this afternoon to win a pair of double... a pair of Dr. B Burgers. From Wing Fingers downtown, they're so good! Look, we would never tell you that if we weren't willing to try them ourselves, and we did that for you. We went, we got the Dr. B burgers, and we ate them just for you.
Well, whoopsie freaking do!
Oh, I'm so
They're
jealous.
So good. They're so good. Yeah. And Bob, as always, has another, you know, they got that incredible brisket chuck combination in the beef. But they got a special bun for these, too, that they grill, which makes it even, it adds to the awesomeness, man.
You said you brought them home and the fries were even great reheated.
Yes.
And which is never happens for me.
They have a new take-home box. Bob went to great lengths to explain, you know, this is the how his attention to detail. He wanted something that would not trap moisture to the extent where things would get soggy.
Keep the heat, but not trap the moisture.
Exactly, so it doesn't turn into, because French fries especially, if they get cold and moist, they're thrown away. You can't bring them back to life.
Flaccid.
So, just another reason to pick what I'm bringing home, or stop by and dine in at Wing Fingers downtown in the RSA building, 201 Union.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with another check on the highways. We are light to moderate all around the boulevard right now. We've got a little congestion east-south Boulevard around Baptist. Norman Bridge is still busy, as well as Atlanta Highway and Madison into downtown. I-65 and 95 been looking good all morning long. We've got no issues there, no accidents into us to pass along. Have a wonderful day, and buckle up and drive carefully. Your pet is a part of your family. You want to protect them and keep them safe in designated areas. Invisible Fence does this better than anybody. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Macon County authorities are investigating after a body was found yesterday. Sheriff Andre Brunson says the death is being ruled a homicide, but the cause of death and location will not be made public until next of kin has been notified. Across the state, more than 1,400 people are currently in the hospital with COVID-19. State health officials say more than 29,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. More than 3,100 people have now died from COVID-19 in Alabama. And Selma Mayor James Perkins has enacted a curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. 7 days a week until further notice. In addition, gatherings of 25 or more people are banned, as are groups of any size that can't maintain a 6-foot social distance to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Fresh-cut Fraser Furs have just arrived at Southern Homes and Gardens, Montgomery's number one source for Christmas trees. What makes our Christmas trees the best? Individually stored in water, our fresh-cut trees stay perfectly hydrated from the moment we receive them until the moment you take them home, ensuring the highest quality all season long. With trees ranging 6 to 12 feet, we've got the perfect size for any space. Fill your home with the aroma of the holidays. Fresh-cut Christmas trees in stock now at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Hey everyone, it's Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting, and New Year's resolutions are coming up. If you have been trying to find a gym in your area, you want to get back in shape, you want to get stronger, WP Fitness is your place to do it. And I know me personally, it's very important to find a coach with a lot of experience and really knows what he's doing. So I want to introduce you to Al Tacoin, owner of WP Fitness.
So the five things that you're looking for in a coach: your coach must have been there, done that. Find a coach who shares your morals and ethics. The coach must deliver no hands barriered accountability. You must have good rapport with your coach, and you must check your coach's references.
Absolutely. And Alex has all of that and more. Not just him, though. The other coaches at WP Fitness all have these qualities, which is so important. And it's definitely a place that you're going to want to work into your daily routine. Alex, how can people find you?
1555 Eastern Boulevard, the old Sam's building. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook, WP Alabama, or online, WPAlabama.com.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
An official message from Medicare.
So, did you try it yet?
Comparing plans? Oh, yeah. They sure can change year to year.
Well, I found lower prescription costs and historically low plan premiums.
Ooh, how about those new insulin savings? Hundreds of plans, $35 a month.
That'll save you money.
Comparing plans really pays.
Mm-hmm.
Compare plans from home at Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Here at the TSA, we know that the holiday season can be stressful. So to help, we are now offering emotional support turkeys. Be sure to leave your furry family member at home and use one of our birds to get through our stress-filled lines. When being scanned through the X-ray, be sure to hold your emotional support turkey high for all to see how much the TSA cares. When boarding your plane, you won't even be asked to stow away your turkey. You can let all 25 pounds of it sit in your lap. Ask a TSA agent about getting an emotional support turkey so you can marvel at flying through the sky while holding onto a flightless bird.
All right, it is 8:47 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Let's bring in former Secretary of State and future climate Bolshevik, Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Thinks he's Rich Thomas. Yeah, you do dumb stuff every day, so do we. Here are our Morning Maroon nominees. To prove that whatever you've done is dumb will not equal what we have come up with for you today. All right. Guy gets pulled over in the city of Toronto, Canada, eh?
Eh?
Expired plates. Sometimes, you know, you get those little, we get those little monthly, that monthly thing. You know, I got to make sure that ours says Feb because we're AB. So you want to make sure that's on because the police will, your tag?
Yeah.
But they're especially going to pull you over if you have not renewed your tag since 1989.
Hmm.
If you're trying to avoid arrest by the police, don't draw their attention with a tag that hasn't been renewed in 31 years. So that's nominee number one.
Okay, that's a good one. By the way, what does it mean, a tag applied for? You always see that.
You'd be smarter to take a piece of cardboard and just write that on the back than you would be to have a tag.
Yeah.
That.
But you always see on maybe not the greatest cars either.
Yeah.
Tag applied for. How can you can't, how can you just get away with that? I don't know.
Sometimes I would imagine police, they just got bigger things to do. Now, couple of Philadelphia mafia guys.
I get those two mixed up all the time.
Happens frequently.
Philadelphia, yeah.
A couple of guys in Philadelphia have been indicted, mafia guys. And I'm not making these names up. One is Joey Electric. He'll be on the air here at 9.
Joey Electric.
and Tony Meatballs. Tony Meatballs.
Meatballs.
And one of the reasons they've been indicted is that they have social media pages under these names talking about
good
what they're
Lord.
Doing.
Two businesses that are next to each other, Joey Electric right next to Tony Meatballs.
Yeah. They're in the same strip mall.
That's right, yeah.
And then finally, France has a lockdown where people can only go more than a half a mile from their house for essential activities, groceries, or a doctor.
Half a mile.
Yeah. A 39-year-old guy named Daniel Kedradon filled out the official government form looking for an exemption. He wanted a pass to smash a guy's face in. That's what he wrote in on the pass. And because he put the full details of his plan on the form, police found him right where he said he'd be at 10:15 on Friday, hiding behind a car outside the guy's house, waiting to smash his face in. Police said they appreciated him being so honest and being compliant within the laws, but his reason for breaking the lockdown was invalid, so he was fined $160 and another $180 for being drunk in public. So you got a pretty interesting mix there.
I don't know, Jay. What do you think?
Kind of like Joey Electric.
1989 tag, Joey Electric, Tony Meatballs.
I just like the Joey Electric and Tony Meatballs. I kind of want to go on that just for the fact that I like it. It isn't better than the other two, but it's Joey Electric and Tony Meatballs.
Maybe that way we could do Joey Electric and Jackie Meatballs at from 9 to noon here on News and Views. Yeah, I like that too. That's just too funny. But, you know, come on. I mean, the mob's pretty good at staying buttoned down, putting your stuff on social media.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
Absolutely. Big Black Friday sale coming up at Brian Jewelry. I want to remind you about this again. Starts at 9 o'clock. Early bird specials, including, I wish I could show you the pictures over the air, the Blessed Bracelet, $9.99, limit 4 per customer. Another early bird special, 10-millimeter pearl earrings, only $19.99, limit of 4 per customer. And another early bird special, silver or yellow pearl necklace, only $29.99, limit 4. These are super Black Friday specials. They start at 9 in the morning this coming Friday. And, of course, Brian Jewelry has it all. The showcases for War Eagle Roll Tide merchandise that is absolutely sensational, first-class, first-rate merchandise, and the ability to create something from scratch. And if you get in there on Black Friday, they can modify an existing piece or talk to them about what you want to do, and they'll make it for you. And they offer free care and cleaning on a lifetime of your purchase. And they say you need a watch battery replaced or something. They do all of that stuff. They're old-world experience, but their selection is second to none, very competitively priced, and you can do 0% Synchrony account for qualified customers at Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in the preferred community, or online at brianjewelry.com. Join their club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at Brian Jewelry.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you've ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today. What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
If it's time to reconsider what you value,
Bring your valuables to Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And if you accept our offer, we make an immediate same-day payment. Contact us now to get your virtual estimate or meet with one of our experts. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Transform what you value.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, wants you to know that their dry cleaning and laundry process effectively kills all viruses and germs. Your family's belongings are safe when you use Worth Cleaners. You'll always get the same great service, whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-thru windows are open from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, drapery panels, and even your household wash items. They do it all, and it's done on-site in their modern and clean facility. Worth Cleaners has been in business for 30 years, and they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery time after time. Visit worthcleaners.com to find our prices, special discounts, coupons, and location maps. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by or call Worth Cleaners today.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you love honey-baked hams, you're going to love sugar-baked ham. This holiday season, cut to the chase. Just like you do with your coffee drinks, your juice drinks, your favorite foods, and, well, everything. Hams covered in sugary syrup, twice as sweet as honey, and two times more popular on the dinner table this holiday.
Hey, Mom, great ham.
Sugar ham, sugar ham.
Mmm, sugar-baked hams. Also look for sugar-baked yams. And coming soon, sugar-glazed turkeys.
Sugar ham, sugar ham.
Speaking of sugar-baked turkey talk show hosts.
Joey.
Is he like the honey-baked ham? Radio station.
He and Eddie Bader, who's also very sweet.
Get in my belly!
Are standing by to join us in just a couple of minutes at 8:57. Hey, Randy from Prattville Farm Center, how are you?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Hey.
What? Let me begin by asking what your holiday hours are going to be.
Well, other than Thanksgiving, fairly normal. We're going to try to dip out of here a little early, maybe tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe sometime around 4, 5. We normally stay up 6, just a little early.
I got you.
Thanksgiving, we're off. And of course, Friday, we're back to normal hours, Friday and Saturday.
Okay. So, fill us in. Tell us, what should we be doing now? What's a good thing that we should be doing in the latter part of November? We're about to turn really cold next week.
Yeah,
Randy.
That's big weather news as far as, I mean, below freezing, right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely widespread freezing by Monday night and some really cold days, too.
Yeah. Prepare for animals.
Yeah.
Having water.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Of course. So,
particularly cows.
Make sure they have your pets have shelter too, right?
Yeah shelter. Mm-hmm. Definitely shelter. Definitely mm-hmm. prepare for freezing water. We have tank heaters, that type of thing. We have the turnout blankets for horses.
Mm.
What else? Let's see. You know, if you want a quick and easy outdoor shelter for a dog, if you're not accustomed to buying a doghouse or something like that, we have straw bales. Just kind of make them a temporary little place to get in out of the cold.
Nice and warm, yeah.
Nice and warm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really, with a dog blocking the wind and the rain, it's a big thing.
Yeah.
If you have a covered area outdoor, I know we used to put a blanket outside and a heat lamp up on really cold nights, a heat lamp, you know, that would provide some little additional heat.
Sure.
You sell those?
Oh, yeah.
All right. There
great
we go.
For pets and outdoor pets and poultry, too. I know when temperatures get down below about 35, we cut the light on, that same heat lamp on in the chicken house. Keep the chickens a little warmer. And the main thing with chickens, too, is blocking the wind and the rain.
They've got it all, and complete care of your dog, your horse, and your lawn and garden, it probably